There are two types of people who watch the Super Bowl. Those there for the game and those watching for the commercials. Historically, the interest in this yearly ad extravaganza is less about consumerism, even though each spot costs about $5.5 million. That's for 30 seconds. And most is about the art of the sell. And this year, it was all about keeping it light, with less emphasis on the moment we're in. And for more, let's check in with Here and Now media analyst John Carroll. John, welcome.
Hi.
John, before we get to some of the big ads, there were some notable Super Bowl fixtures that were not part of this blitz. What brands chose to skip this year?
Well, outside of the Kansas City Chiefs, the major no-shows this year ranged from Hyundai and Kia to Coke and Pepsi. The biggest no-show, though, was Budweiser. The flagship brand of Anheuser-Busch has been in the Super Bowl for the last 37 years. They sat out this year, donating some of their ad budget to a nonprofit group that's trying to overcome vaccine hesitancy amid the coronavirus pandemic.
And John, I caught that dig right there on the Chiefs. You know, a big theme this year was about identity and claiming space in America. This year's Tecate beer ad, for instance, spoke specifically to Mexican Americans and their Mexico is in us ad. And Logitech, which sells computer accessories like microphones and webcams, feature the rapper Lil Nas X in their ad on digital creativity. Let's take a listen.
Stand there in defiance. That's right. We the makers. We the groundbreakers. We the creators.
What other ads like this did you see?
There was a lot of diversity in the ads this year. The Indeed ad was sort of a United Nations of diversity. It had all kinds of different people, and it played against stereotypes, which was really interesting to see.
Yeah, and the NFL actually put in an ad of their own, shots of Black Lives Matter protesters, football players with Breonna Taylor and Eric Gardner written on their helmets. Let's listen.
Football is a microcosm of America. All races, religions, living.
And this ad ends with the NFL pledging $250 million to help end systemic racism. But there's a lot of chatter on social that this was disingenuous, to say the least, considering that former quarterback Colin Kaepernick is still a free agent after he was blacklisted when he took a knee during the anthem to protest police killings in 2016. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that money is not nothing. But the NFL can't really buy its way out of the situation. I think what they need to do is show action rather than just throw money at the problem.
Mm-hmm. From your view, did the more lighthearted tone overall, though, strike the right balance in light of our current moment with the pandemic and political unrest?
Yeah, I think if you look at the USA Today ad meter ratings, most of the top 10 are humorous ads. Will Ferrell for GM going after Norway over electric cars. And I think people were looking for as much escapism as they could get. So there was a lot of nostalgia, giving people a sense that things are normal when they really aren't.
Mm-hmm. That was John Carroll, Here and Now's media analyst on this year's Super Bowl ads. John, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.